In this bulletin, 830 new local cases in New South Wales as vaccination rates soar. A hurricane kills 8 people in eastern Mexico. And Ash Barty advances to the final of the Cincinnati Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. New South Wales has recorded 830 new local cases of COVID-19. 3 more people have died, including 2 men aged in their 60s and 70s who'd each received 1 dose of vaccine, and an unvaccinated woman in her 80s. The state has also processed a record of more than 206,000 tests as labs caught up on a backlog of about 60,000 results. Health Minister Brad Hazzard says almost 58% of the state's residents have now had a first dose of vaccine, while 31% are fully immunised.
I am pleased, very pleased, that the vaccination rate in New South Wales is now quite extraordinary. And I want to thank the residents of New South Wales for coming out in such great numbers to be vaccinated. I'm advised that, in fact, New South Wales is now amongst the highest, if not the highest, in the world in terms of vaccination rates.
There have been 65 new local cases in Victoria from 44,000 tests. While 55 are linked to known outbreaks, just 12 have been in isolation for their entire infectious period. 21 of the new cases are linked to Northern Victoria's Greater Shepparton outbreak, which has now spread to Mansfield, with a case detected there. The Deputy Response Commander, Kate Matson, says people need to be aware that there's transmission taking place in the community.
We have cases in Shepparton. We have cases in Richmond, Newport, Frankston, St Kilda, Brunswick, North Melbourne. I ask everyone to consider that COVID may be out there as you go for your 1 hour of exercise, as you collect your groceries, when you pick up your takeaway coffee, if you get Uber Eats delivered to your door.
The ACT has had another 19 new local cases. 17 of the new cases are linked to known outbreaks, and 6 were infectious while in the community. A student living on campus at the ANU has tested positive to the virus but has been isolating, while there's also been 14 cases reported across 5 disability service providers. Chief Minister Andrew Barr says the ACT is at risk from the situation in New South Wales.
We are more exposed because of our geographic location, wholly contained within the state of New South Wales. But we're not the only Australian state or territory that faces risk from New South Wales, but I think it would be defensible to say our risk is somewhat greater than most other Australian states and territories.
At least 8 people have died in eastern Mexico after Hurricane Grace brought torrential rain and high winds. The hurricane brought wind speeds of up to 125 kilometres per hour. Officials say 6 of the 8 deaths were members of the one family. An open-air concert in New York's Central Park has come to an abrupt halt after lightning strikes from an approaching hurricane. The concert was designed to mark New York's comeback from the horrors of the pandemic and featured some of the biggest names in show business, such as Andrea Bocelli, Carlos Santana, Paul Simon, Bruce Springsteen, and Elvis Costello. 3 hours after the concert started, the New York Police Department ordered the concertgoers to evacuate due to the approaching weather from Hurricane Henry. Singer Barry Manilow was in the middle of performing his 1970s hit, I Can't Smile Without You, when his musicians were told to stop.
If you only knew what I'm going through, I just can't smile.
Thank you for your
life. Please pay close attention to the following safety message. Due to approaching severe weather, all persons should move quickly and calmly to the nearest exit.
And Ash Barty has powered into the final of the Cincinnati Open after defeating Germany's Angelique Kerber 6-2, 7-5. And now tomorrow's weather. Perth mostly sunny, 19. Adelaide showers and 13 degrees. Melbourne similar conditions, a top of 14. Hobart showers and 13. Canberra rain developing, 19 degrees. Wollongong late rain and 27. Sydney similar, 27 degrees. Newcastle a late shower or two and 27. Mostly sunny in Brisbane, 25. Cairns partly cloudy, 29. And Darwin, sunny day and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.